producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim listeners, I'm the infidel that Allah warns you about. I hold to the Bible, the book that is the authoritative word of God. And I'm filling in for Bradley today, live from the bunker here in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina, where earlier we had flash flood warnings that are in effect through tonight, and 45-mile-an-hour winds. So I come back from the land of the West out in Vegas, and where while I was out there, it snowed here. And I come back here, and it is not winter wonderland, it is soggy land. So I am dealing with that today, but it's good to have you here on the show. If you'd like to call in at any time, be a part of the show, the number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. We're going to be dealing with Hillary and the Ten Commandments. And today, so please stick to the topic. We don't do Chinese buffet here, but if you've got a comment about that, you want to interject something, we'd love to have you call in 1-866-582-9933. Also want to make mention that we are in the final hours of a beautiful knife giveaway. Our friends at Indie Hammered Knives have graciously donated a knife that we are giving away to one person who has signed up. And we'll be doing that within the next 23 hours. So far, we've had 546 signups. This knife is worth $750. You've got to go check it out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Scroll down to the right. You'll see Enter to Win This Knife. You can click over there. There are several opportunities for you to enter in that. And we'll be giving that away. We should be announcing it on tomorrow's show, Lord willing. So head on over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and, you know, sign up. See if you'll win it. It's a great-looking knife. Bradley has said he's never seen anything like it. Neither have I. And I work with guys who make knives, and this is just it's really a beautiful work of art. So check that out. If you want to find us online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you want to follow us on Facebook, be sure to check out Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. And Bradley Dean as well, Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, on Facebook. And you can also catch Bradley on Twitter at BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on Twitter. Well, before I get into the issue with Hillary and the Ten Commandments, just a quick statement about the top of the hour news. If you heard, Obama goes to a mosque and says, oh, this is not who we are to criticize Islam. It's inexcusable to criticize Islam. And I know he throws in American Muslims. And I realize many who wear the term Muslim have fled the land of Islam, and basically they're Muslim in name only, kind of like a lot of Christians that we know. And they don't know what the Quran teaches. They don't have any clue about that. They've just been brought up in those kind of homes. But the fact that he does this from a mosque where the imam justified suicide bombings in some circumstances and helped found a mosque with ties to Al-Qaeda is just a little bit hypocritical, don't you think? Islam is not who America is, never was, never will be. America is a Christian nation, and I don't know why Christians and other people have such a problem stating that fact. That is a reality. Read the Mayflower Compact. That is a reality. That's who we are. Obama was raised in Islamic countries. He knows nothing about what America is. And it's inexcusable for him. In fact, I would say for him to go to this mosque and make such a declaration is borderline treason. He is giving aid and comfort to the enemy of America. Islam, as I was speaking with a friend just the other night, a Vietnam veteran, and who has served over under the reign of the Shah of Iran. Many of you remember that back in the 70s. And he has been in Islamic countries, and he said, people need to understand this is a political ideology that is against American understanding of law and government that's veiled in religion. And indeed it is. You go back and read the history of Muhammad, and you will find out that that was his whole thinking in establishing what we know today as Islam. It was to fight the invaders. He was a refugee, but it was to run those people out. It was to establish a political order that, in my estimation, and I think many others, it was demonic. So, and I make no apology about that. So if you want to call in and tell me I need to apologize, you'll be calling the wrong place. Anyway, I just wanted to get that on my system because I heard the top of the hour break, and the one who does not speak for America is Barack Obama himself. Jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, let you know some things quickly before the break comes up going on in our country. Clive and Bundy has put out a notice to the Harney County Sheriff. They will continue to retain occupancy there at the refuge. We also asked the question about, did Lavoie Finicum, was he shot 9 times? Did the FBI plant a gun on him? There are some rumors out there. None of that has been validated yet. We don't have the sources where we can actually pull that from. So I'm not saying it's not true, because my veteran friend also told me he got that information within an hour of the shooting, and he's in there in Nevada. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, good news, Texas cheerleaders score a major victory in a Bible verse banner case. They did not take it. This should give us hope, America. We hear a lot of bad news, and the news is usually so we can fight against it. These young ladies took it to court, took their school district to court, and won. And, they're standing up for their right to honor God at their football games. Good for them. Good for them. I hope many more will follow in their footsteps. And then here's the bad news. The Minnesota Elementary School scrubs particular holidays, Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving, and others, to not offend minorities. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Remember your heroes, and China is set to become the world's most Christian nation within 15 years. That is good news. On the other side of the break, we're going to pick up 10 commandments and Hillary Clinton. Stay with us.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to join the program, you have a comment or something you want to interject, 1-866-582-9933. Hillary Clinton and the Ten Commandments. I got to tell you, it is somewhat of a surreal experience for somebody like either one of the Clintons to invoke God's word for any reason at all. I sit there as though I'm in a Twilight Zone episode or something like that. But she did that. She did that in Knoxville, Iowa, and there was a young lady that asked her the question. I'm just curious how you would say that your beliefs align with the Ten Commandments, and if that's something that's important to you. That was what the young lady posed to Clinton. Apparently, she had made some comments on a radio station regarding the Ten Commandments, and we know people politicize Christianity. They've done it through history. We've seen tyrants do it. Whether it's somebody like Adolf Hitler and his baptism, which really is a joke, to even many of our presidents would use church. And we've seen some of that in the political scheme today. We've got Donald Trump, who claims to be a Protestant Presbyterian. The people are flocking all over him. And I understand why they're doing it. He's saying a lot of things they're thinking. I get that. But he will say that and then not have a clue about what the Bible actually says. And when he's asked for, you know, what's your favorite Bible verse? He wants to say that's a private thing. And I've dealt with that before, that Jesus was never private about anything that he did. He was always public in his teaching. And we're called to do the same. Our life is not to be hid under a bushel. We are a city on a hill. And that's not America. That is the followers of Christ. We are the body of Christ. We are the true Israel of God. And we're to be a city on a hill. We're to let our light shine before men, not hidden back and it's private and it's a personal thing and all this other. that we follow the Lord Jesus, we want to glorify him. We've seen that with other candidates as they bring in Christianity to sort of schmooze people into their way of thinking instead of being really biblical. So for Hillary Clinton to do this is not anything new at all by any stretch of the imagination. But just to take you back where this kind of distortion comes from, I want to point you to an article I did back in January of 2015. Gentleman down the road from me here in South Carolina by the name of Perry Noble. He's a pastor, and I use that in a loose term. I don't even think he had people who had been designated to ordain him. He pretty much established this New Spring Church in South Carolina, and he came out with a message that said, you know, the Ten Commandments are really promises. They're not commandments. I mean, and he got all this weird stuff from some guy he drove in a taxi in Israel with, and the guy tried to tell him the Hebrew says this, and when you go back and look at the Hebrew, that's not at all what it's saying. The God gave commandments. It's as simple as that, and they're all throughout not only the Old Testament, but they're carried over in the New Testament as imperatives, that we're things that we are not to do and things that we are to do. And most people understand that. Even my kids understand that. We learned Exodus 20, verses 1 to 17 as a church years ago, as a fellowship. And so the law of God, that is the foundation for the rest of the law of God, because the rest of it that comes after in Deuteronomy and Leviticus and such really is and sort of an exegesis, an opening up of what those Ten Commandments are. It explains them. However, for Mrs. Clinton, and if you've not seen the video, it's there on sonsoflibertymedia.com. My beliefs are aligned with the Ten Commandments. That's Hillary Clinton. I gave you some of what she said, but there's a part that's snipped out. And so I'll give you what she says in total and then give some commentary on it to deal with the fact that this woman doesn't have a clue as to what the Ten Commandments are about. And socialist and communist, even though communism is very wants to remove God from everything, socialism, for a lack of a better term, wants to take and manipulate the text that we see in the scriptures and use it for government rather than the individual. And we saw this with Nancy Pelosi. We've seen it with Barack Obama. Instead of dealing with things like the Good Samaritan, in which you have an individual who found a guy who's basically his mortal enemy on the side of the road, and he cared for him, he used his money for him to care for him, and really had a compassion and a concern for him, and took him to be cared for. They would say, well, that means government needs to do that. We, you know, the people come together and we're going to take your money. We're going to take care of everybody. That's not what it said at all. The Good Samaritan didn't, you know, call up the Israeli government at the time or the Roman government or anybody else and ask for, you know, Caesar care to be involved in taking care of this man that he had found. He took care of himself. He showed love for his fellow man. And by doing so, he shows love for God. So keep that in mind when we work through some of this. When the young lady posed this question about how it aligned with Mrs. Clinton, the Ten Commandments, here's what she said. Thank you for asking that. I'm a person of faith. Now, when you say I'm a person of faith, that right there is always suspect. I don't care who says it. Then she goes on to say, I am a Christian. And if you're like me and you watch that, you almost fall out of your chair laughing because you're like, really? Where's the fruit of your life there? She said, I'm a Methodist. I have been raised Methodist. I feel very grateful for the instructions and support I received starting in my family, but through my church. And I think that any of us who are Christian have a constant conversation in our own heads about what we're called to do and how we are asked to do it. And I think it is absolutely appropriate for people to have strong convictions and also, though, to discuss those with other people of faith. I'm assuming she means people outside the Christian of faith. I don't know. Because any other faith other than the Christian faith is a dead faith. It is not one that honors God. I mean, James speaks about those kinds of things. And she says that we should discuss those things because different experiences can lead to different conclusions about what is constant with our faith and how best to exercise it. And then she mentions her radio interview. And she says, the question's valid. It's a fair question to ask. She says, my study of the Bible. Now, I got to tell you, friends, I don't know that the woman has studied the Bible. To hear the things she says, it's like she has never looked at the scriptures for what's going on there. And I'll deal with that in a very personal thing from the other week when I was flying back home from Denver. She says, my study of the Bible, my many conversations with people of faith has led me to believe the most important commandment is to love the Lord with all your might and to love your neighbor as yourself. And that is what I think we're commanded by Christ to do. And there is so much more in the Bible about taking care of the poor, visiting the prisoners, taking in the stranger, creating opportunities for others to be lifted up, to find faith in them, faith themselves, that I think there are many different ways of exercising your faith. But I do believe that in many areas, judgment should be left to God, that being more open, tolerant, and respectful is part of what makes me humble about my faith. And I'm in awe of people who truly turn the other cheek all the time, who can go that extra mile that we are called to go, who keep finding ways to forgive and move on. Those are really hard things for human beings to do. And there is a lot, certainly in the New Testament, that calls us to do that. Well, let's stop and let's examine some of what she says. Yes, we are called to take care of the poor, visit prisoners, taking in the stranger, build up one another in the faith. No question about it. But I have to ask, Mrs. Clinton, could you give us evidence where you have done that? Who have you taken in? What poor have you taken care of? Not through government and the taking of money from your fellow citizens, but has come out of your pocket. What prisoners have you visited? What strangers have you taken in? Where have you built people up in the true Christian faith? As far as her claim for it's really hard for human beings to do, and talking about forgiveness, look, the Bible is very clear. The way of the sinner is hard. But Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is what? Hard? Heavy? No. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He directly rebukes Mrs. Clinton in her statements. Jesus was not tolerant of sin. He was not respectful of sinners. He called them out, especially religious hypocrites. And in others, he called them to stop sinning. Look at the woman caught in adultery. So even Jesus' own words are against Hillary Clinton. On the other side of the break, we'll pick up what she has to say. So stay with us, because this is an important thing for the church to hear and for America to hear.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Shout out. You want to give us a call? You want to chime in on what we're talking about here with Hillary Clinton and the Ten Commandments? 1-866-582-9933. The phone lines are open. Jump right on in. 1-866-582-9933. Let me pick up with what Mrs. Clinton went on to say. The famous discussion on the Sermon on the Mount should be something that you really pay attention to. I agree, you should. There's a lot of great Bible studies. What does the Sermon on the Mount really mean? What is it calling us to do and to understand? Because it sure does seem to favor the poor and the merciful and those who in worldly terms don't have a lot, but who have the spirit that God recognizes as being at the core of love and salvation. Well, let's stop and answer that question. What is going on in the Sermon on the Mount, Mrs. Clinton? I'll tell you. Jesus said after his resurrection in the book of Luke, he told his disciples that Moses and the prophets and the Psalms were all about him. And when you see Jesus go up onto a mountain and he begins to teach the people, what is he referencing? He's referencing the law of God. You see, Moses was a picture of the Christ to come. Moses went up on the mountain and he got the law of God and he brought it down to the people. And sadly, we have people trying to make all kinds of excuses for what Jesus did when all Jesus did was reiterate the law. He didn't bring a new law. He reiterated God's law. Why? Let's be real honest. He's the one who gave it. He is the ever-existing one. He is the Jehovah of the Old Testament. He is the one, as Matthew said, that Isaiah saw in Isaiah chapter 6, seated high on his throne and his train filling the temple. That Isaiah, in Christ's presence, said, "I am literally disintegrating." Okay? That's who we're talking about. And so when he sits on the Sermon on the Mount, here's what he's doing. He's correcting all of the lies and the ignorance that's been portrayed on the people there who are listening to him. Why? Because you had two themes that ran down through the history of Israel, and you can see them in the Old Testament. The first is what was written. The second is oral traditions. And the oral traditions began right there at Sinai, right alongside what God had said. And Jesus was correcting them. And that's why he would say things like, he would get to the heart issues. You know, when I taught catechism regarding the Ten Commandments, it's fascinating to understand. People think, well, Jesus was just trying to emphasize it more. No, he was just trying to take them back to what had already been said. How did you determine if somebody was actually engaged in murder in the Old Testament? Well, you brought forth witnesses, and they determined whether or not the people had acted in anger before, whether or not they had this anger in their heart that was expressed in their actions or their words, to determine those things. That's in the Old Testament. But so many people think, well, Jesus just brought something new out here. No, he didn't. He got at the root of it. The difference is, when you're dealing with law, government, if you will, the people, cannot bring justice upon somebody for what they think or the motive of their heart. Okay? You can't bring, we're not thought police, but you do deal with their action. And see, this is where Mrs. Clinton is trying to muddy the waters when she talks about tolerance and things. And we know who she's talking about. We know she's talking about those who worship the false god of Islam. We know she's talking about those who engage in sodomy. And she's saying, we need to be tolerant of them. Look, if your actions are open and in public and they're a violation of the law, they need to be dealt with justly. And God's law has protections for the people who are accused. You have to have witnesses. You do get a fair hearing in the matter, but it's according to law. And this is what she fails to understand, like so many. In fact, let me give you a passage from the New Testament. The Apostle Paul writes in 1 Timothy 1:9, he says, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, the term we would use today is sodomites. For men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. That's what he says the law is for. And so why do we have law? It is an amazing thing that when you bring God's law up about these actions, all of a sudden people get this spiritual schizophrenia to say that law shouldn't be a part of the law of society. Yet they recognize people shouldn't kill people, and they shouldn't steal, and they shouldn't commit adultery, and they shouldn't perjure themselves. All part of the Ten Commandments. They recognize that. But somehow if you bring God in the equation, well, look, God doesn't have anything to say about government. Everything in the Old Testament is about government. It's about God's government and whether men will submit to that or not. Always. And so these issues that are bubbling up around us that everybody wants to call social issues. No, they're moral issues, people. They're law issues. That's what morality is about. When you talk about sexual immorality, you're talking about sexual lawlessness. We're talking about a morality that is built on the law of God. That's what it lays out to the creature. And if we know anything about our Declaration of Independence, where do our rights come from? It comes from our Creator, not from the Big Bang, not from Mother Nature, any of that stuff. It comes from our Creator, the one who gave us life, who made us in His own image. But let's pick up. Clinton goes on to say, so there is much to be learned, and I've been very disappointed and sorry that Christianity, which has such great love at its core, is sometimes used to condemn so quickly and judge so harshly. Right. As if Mrs. Clinton has not judged harshly and condemned quickly those who stand for the lives of the most innocent among us. While she wants to fund their murder, take awards from the hired hitmen and women at Planned Parenthood who dismember, decapitate, and destroy the bodies of innocent, helpless little babies. This is the same woman. Let me tell you, if the devil could be have a face on him, he doesn't show up with a pitchfork and horns, folks. In fact, the Bible says sometimes he shows up as an angel of light. He shows up like he's one of God's ministers. But there's no doubt that Hillary Clinton is a minister of Satan. There's no question. And she wants to condemn those who want to follow the law of God, the Ten Commandments, because they love God, because he's changed their hearts. They were just as wicked as she was. I know I was. And she says, when I think part of the message that I certainly have tried to understand and live with is to look at yourself first to make sure you are being the kind of person you should be and how you're treating others. And I am by no means a perfect person. Well, that's obvious. None of us are. I will certainly confess that to one and all, but I feel the continuing urge to try to do better, to try to be kinder, to try to be more loving, even with people who are quite harsh. I'll tell you what, Mrs. Clinton, why don't you start by loving the unborn? Why don't you start by repenting of your actions to shut up women years ago who came out and said they were raped by your husband and sexually assaulted by your husband? And you said it's a vast right-wing conspiracy. Why don't you start with yourself? If you're looking at yourself, why don't you start with yourself? Do you want mercy, Mrs. Clinton? You can have it, but you've got to turn from your own sin, just like anybody else. And words are not enough. James tells us even the devils believe and tremble. I've never seen Mrs. Clinton tremble at anything. And she goes on, so I think you have to keep asking yourself, if you're a person of faith, what is expected of me, and am I actually acting the way I should? And that starts in small ways. I agree it does. And goes on to very large ones, but it's something that I take very seriously. So thank you for asking. The sixth commandment says, you shall not murder. Mrs. Clinton has been an advocate for on-demand abortion, for the murder of millions and millions and tens of millions of American babies. She has been an advocate for covering up the numerous scandals and crimes that she and her husband have been involved in. Again, silencing women who claimed they had been sexually assaulted by her husband, who was engaging in a violation of the seventh commandment, you shall not commit adultery. And her attempt to silence them is a violation of the ninth commandment about bearing false witness. So you tell me, America, is Hillary Clinton, is her beliefs, is her actions aligned with the Ten Commandments? I don't think so. In fact, I know they're not. One writer has said there, just last year alone, there were over 100 scandals that were tied to her decisions and actions as that have been found out as part of her service as Secretary of State. And even now we have Republicans who will call her out. But you know what? They won't do anything. They won't bring justice. They won't bring the law to bear upon Mrs. Clinton. Why? I think it's because they're guilty of many of the same things. The evidence is there. It's overwhelming. The American people need to demand that justice be brought upon Mrs. Clinton. And in this next segment, we'll conclude what we're talking about. And I hope it will be very practical for you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Before I get into things too much, I just want to make mention again, you've got about 22 hours left to enter that knife giveaway. 550 people or so have entered that. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, scroll down a little bit on the right till you see that picture of that beautiful knife. Click on it and you can enter. We're going to be announcing a winner. It should be tomorrow, Lord willing. Back to Hillary Clinton and the Ten Commandments. When I get on the radio and I speak about these things, I always want people, even if they're not Christian, to understand the Bible gives us answers for the issues that we're dealing with. God has not left us without a light. He's not left us without a testimony. And if you understand the problem, this is where I want to make it very practical. There are two things that I want to stress here. One is, when I speak of the law comes to basically destroy us. It comes to show us our violation of it and show us our need for a Savior, one who is perfect, who has kept the law perfect. And the law demands death. The soul that sins shall surely die. Adam, don't eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for in the day you eat of it, you will surely die. And so there's judgment. Okay? And we understand that. We have law. We have judgment. We have penalties and consequences for breaking the law. We understand these things as a people. But somehow we want to take the spiritual, and if it comes from the Bible, well, you can't really bring that in the political arena. Why not? It's the basis for why we have government and law in the first place. Okay? This is not difficult to understand. But the first thing I want to point out is this. Hillary Clinton claims she's a Christian. How do you define that, Mrs. Clinton? The scriptures talk about those who follow Christ are those who have put their faith in him. And that's not something without actions. James says, if we say, you got to watch out for those people who do all the talking and no acting. And Bradley really makes an emphasis of that on the radio show here. He says, we're not talk radio, we're do radio. Not to say we don't talk, we should. Part of the communication of the gospel is with words. We have to use words to communicate what the gospel is because the gospel is about Christ. So we have to communicate that to people. However, we are to be ambassadors of Christ in demonstrating the change of our life. And so, with that in mind, I want to remind people of this. Because the modern day church has lost its power, and I'll tell you why. They have abandoned the law. They've abandoned the law. You say, how can you say that? The gospel is what saves. Paul says it right there in Romans 1:16. Of course it is. But the gospel is not good news unless you show the person why there's a need for a savior. A savior from what? From sin. What is sin? John tells us it's transgression of the law. What law? The law of God. You say, well, we ought to be focusing more on grace and this, that, and the other. Look, I think we ought to be asking God for more grace. No question about that. Bradley spoke about that yesterday. That we ask God for more grace to obey him, to love him, to love our fellow man, to keep his commandments, all of those things. You're not going to get any argument from me on that. But I want you to think about how a man after God's own heart wrote. He wrote in Psalm 119, the longest chapter of the Bible, all about the law of God. And a man who is said to be after God's own heart, what is on his mind? Just listen to the first couple of verses of Psalm 119. He says, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. They're blessed. That's what he says. Who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. And you have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. And all throughout Psalm 119, he says, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to what? Your word. He points back to the law. His law is the meditation day and night. And people go, well, Paul didn't have that kind of thing because he was talking about grace. And he says, you won't be justified by the law. People need to understand something. Paul never argued for being justified by the law, and neither did David. David talked about the blessings that come from there. But you remember in Psalm 51, when he was caught in his sin about Bathsheba and the murder of Uriah, what did he do? It's against you and you only, Lord, have I sinned. Now, would you be, I'm giving you the paraphrased sort of modern translation here. But this is what he's saying. Would you beat the dirt of sin out of me? And the picture that he says there, when he says, purge me, cleanse me of sin. The picture is, if you've seen these foreign countries where the women go down to wash the clothes and they put it in the water and then they take and they smack them on the rocks to beat them out. We would use washboards in the olden days. That's the idea he's saying. God, you have to do that. You have to do for me what I cannot do. So we're not saying that. We're not saying that people keep the law in order to be justified by God. That is a work of grace in our life. Ephesians 2, it is a work that God does as he wills among sinners. Why? Because he's gracious and because he does show mercy. But what's the result of that? They want to obey the law. Now, this comes down to an issue that we're talking about here with Mrs. Clinton, because now we're having people take the scriptures and use them to implement socialism, which is against what the scriptures teach. OK, it is to take from one citizen in order to give to another citizen and say, yep, see there, we fulfilled the command to love our neighbor. Do you understand? Not only that, but we get to the issue of the open violations that these people who quote the scriptures engage in. My goodness, it's not even among Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. We have it in the Republican side too, and various other parties. Libertarians want to push this idea of, you know, abortion too, as though that's a right. It's wrong. It's wrong. Republicans want to get up and they want to tell us about how they're going to fix things, how they're going to make America great again, while they've been engaged in adulteries numerous times and fornicated with women who weren't their wives. They bribed and they're proud about it. Look what I did. They've given money to people that they know are criminals. Why? To advance their business. And sadly, Christians and Republicans and you pick your American tag, label that you want to get on, will back them and say, well, that's part of the business game. And, yeah, okay. Tell it to God. I didn't make the law. He did. And the standard is the same for me, just as much as it is for Hillary Clinton, just as much as it is for Ted Cruz or Donald Trump, or Bernie Sanders, or Barack Obama. Okay? Same standard. And sadly, who are the people who get the grief for it? It's the people who point out, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, what party, what team jersey you're wearing. You get a pat on the back when you do what's right. And you get a spanking when you do what's wrong. And Hillary Clinton should be one who is spanked. Not for discipline measure, but for justice. This woman has engaged in all kinds of criminal activity. Why she has continued to allow to run for the presidency is beyond me. And so I call out to people like Trey Gowdy from my own state here. You've had over a year with Benghazi. You've been tied in with IRS, Fast and Furious, that's going on 5 years, Extortion 17, Jason Chaffetz. I'm going to call all you guys out because you're the people who are supposed to represent the people and bring this to resolve. And all I hear is talk. Yet you've acknowledged that Mrs. Clinton has been involved in numerous federal crimes. Why no indictments? Are you using it for political gain? If you are, then shame on you. Shame on you, just as much as there's shame for Barack Obama for his lawless behavior, too. You can tell I'm not very politically correct there. But folks, the Ten Commandments matter. They're the basis for law everywhere, not just American law. They're the basis for law for all men. And God has called all men to repentance and faith in His Son, the Lord Jesus, the Savior of mankind, from their sins. That's my challenge to you today. Listen to these politicians, but evaluate them according to the standard, the authoritative Word of God. See if they're telling you the truth. If they're not, call them out on it. If they're violating the law, call for justice to be brought upon them. Thanks for joining us today. We'll talk to you in 23. I think Bradley will be back tomorrow. We'll see you. Enter that knife contest.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.